Oh, and here we are. Welcome to Story River Fables. It's Tina Constant here, and you know we're leaping right into this week's story. It's called The Day Was the Day. Well, this was something Planika's grandmother would say every day. The day was the day, the old woman would say as she poured soup from a pot into a bowl and handed it to Planika. The day was the day. Planika had heard her grandmother say those words so often she had forgotten to think about what they meant to her. It was her grandmother's way of saying, good morning, or I love you. In reply, Planika would dig into the soup and say, it certainly was. I mean, what else can you say, right? Well, days being what they are, they passed, and the one came when it was time for Planika to leave home. The day is the day, her grandmother said, waving her off, and Planika smiled and walked down the hill to the village where her apprenticeship with a baker was due to start. Well, even before Planika stepped into that bakery, she knew she would hate it. She hated the heat, the thick flour in her hair, the noise, the bustling, the customers shouting orders. Her first shift ended with her scrubbing down 100 baking trays until blisters formed. This isn't what my life was meant to be, she said to herself so no one else could hear. In the dark hours, long after everyone else had left, Planika finally made her way to the room that she was renting on the other side of town. How did you get on today? The old man who ran the house handed Planika some hot cocoa. She shook her head. The day was the day, was all she knew to say. The old man smiled and nodded and said, well, let's see what tomorrow brings. Things didn't improve. The work was hard and it was dull. The hours were long, starting early and finishing late. And every time Planika went back to the house, she had the same conversation with the old man. How did you get on? He had asked. The day was the day, she would say. Well, let's see what day tomorrow brings, he had replied. Planika lasted as a baker's apprentice for exactly 97 and one-third of a day. When she finally said, there has to be more to this day, at which point she thanked the baker, handed in her apron, and left. Back at the boarding house, before the old man could say a word, Planika ran upstairs, packed her bags, and walked out. If one more person asks me about my day, I will implode, she muttered, and hiked out of town and into the hills. She had no plan. She had no ideas. She just knew she wanted quiet and stillness, a pause, some peace, and a moment to think. It didn't work. Before the end of that day, the skies ripped open and a hailstorm forced Planika from the path and into a cave. Freezing cold, soaking wet, hungry, and on the verge of lust, she built a small fire and huddled into the cracks and crevices of the cave. Warming as the flames took hold, she thought again about her grandmother. The day is the day, she said as she closed her eyes to sleep. What did I do with it? And then she smiled. I quit work I didn't love. It was a good day. I ran into the hills utterly unprepared. Not such a good day. I found a path to walk. It's a good day. The hail came down. Bad day. I found a cave. Good day. The cave was dark and cold. Bad day. I found kindling and the means to light a fire. It's a good day. She smiled, and with that smile, she fell asleep. The next morning rose cool and bright. The coals had burned to ash, and mist hung over the hills for a long time. Planika sat at the mouth of the cave and did nothing. She said nothing. She thought nothing. She just let the air soak into her skin, the wind weave her hair, and the light fill her soul. "If today is the day," she said, "what will I do with it?" She didn't get an answer that day. As the sun went down, she lit another fire, ate what she could find in the forest, and slept a good night's sleep. The next morning, the sun rose high and bright again, almost like it was giving her another chance. "If today is the day," she said, "what will I do with it?" And again, nothing came to mind. It was only when she noticed small movement in the undergrowth. It was an old hedgehog limping on three legs. Flanica took half her kindling and built a shelter for the little one, lit the rest of the warm air and made a hot pot of tea and watched as the hedgehog rested and recovered and drifted off to sleep. As the sun rose higher, the hedgehog woke and drank from Flanica's cup and wobbled into the woods. And so her day filled, clearing blocked dams and building nests and digging burrows, planting trees and feeding bees. After 3 years, 1 month, and 18 days, with the forest flourishing better than it ever had, Flanica felt she needed to visit home. Traveling slow, she took the rest of that winter to walk the path back to her grandmother's house. With the sun rising on a cold spring morning, Flanica stepped into that old familiar kitchen. The old woman put tea and toast on the table like no time had passed at all. She smiled at her grandchild. "So, my little one, how was your day?" And with love in her heart and calluses on her hands, twigs in her hair, and soil under her nails, she hugged the old woman. "Every day was the best day," she said. And she told her gran all about it. This, if you're following the story River Fables in the books, is the last story of book 7. I've called it the Amaranth Collection. Amaranth is a interesting shade of red. I just like the sound of the word. But I got to thinking about how we fill our days, the choices we make, how the big things and the little things are all important, how we can sometimes let the small things utterly overshadow an entire week, and we forget all the sunshine, the beautiful things, the birds in the trees, the sleeping dogs at our feet. You know, the day was the day. So what kind of a day are you going to make it? Because days don't happen by accident. Everything you do in every day creates the pattern of your whole life. So what kind of a day are you going to have today? And when somebody says, "How was your day today?" are you going to be able to say, "It was the best day"? And by best day, it doesn't mean to say that you've done this huge, magnificent thing. It means you loved and were loved in return. And you fed the planet, and you solved a problem for something or for someone, and you contributed to the world. You contributed in some way to the forward movement of the world or of somebody else's life. Because it's that idea of service. You can live for yourself, yes, but when you actually do something that helps something or someone else move forward as well, then we have a whole planet moving towards good days. Good days every day. Right, the sun is shining today. I fed the birds, and so they are raucous in the hedge. and I haven't had my morning coffee, and I have a meeting with a friend in half an hour. So, the kettle's on. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have the best day ever. All right. Hugs to you. Bye-bye now.